The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evanah Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
There was a fellow who was having a hard time in Parnassa. He was unfortunately not being matzliach in Parnassa, and he was looking for alternative methods, other means of making a honest living. He was approached by a group of doctors who were doing, scientists who were doing a certain test, a certain scientific experiment to see how much pain a person can handle, how much pain a person is able to endure. And they were willing to pay him a lot of money. They were willing to pay him, you know, the amount of money that can last for a whole year. And they were going to basically punch him in different parts of his body with different types of machines, etc., and to try and see the endurance. And they were going to do certain tests and studies. I'll pee this. The question is this was very enticing to him. He, Lemaisa, doesn't have much going for him right now anyways, and it's at Parnassa, so he was willing to do it. You know, he'll be in bed for a few days afterward, but it'll be worth it. It'll be farnessing for an entire year. And the question is, does a person have the rights over his body to decide such a thing? Does he have a right over his body to decide that somebody else can beat him up, which is really a general shaila? What exactly is a person? What exactly is a person's ownership of his body? Is a person allowed to beat himself up? Is a person allowed to hurt himself? Is he allowed to be chayvul in himself? And this really runs into many other shailas. Is a person allowed to do plastic surgery on himself? Is a person allowed to play paintball and different sports where he puts his body into damage? And the question really, just coming down to it, lemaisa, is this considered your body? So the answer could really be found up in the Gemara in our daf in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Yochel Anishpa Laharu Leatzmai Veloy Heri Yochel Yepater Tam Veloy Mar Laharu Lehate Ma Tover Rishus Afaror Rishus Avi Nishpa Laharu Leatzmai Veloy Heri Shar Rishus Beyaday. That if that person has the ability to do harm to himself, bad to himself, says the Gemara, and he wasn't muzer, it's not considered a nishpa levatal to mitzvah, which is what, of course, our Gemara is discussing. It's not considered a nishpa to do an aveira. If a person makes a shvua to do damage or harm al kaponim to himself, so such a shvua is permitted, and it's not considered a nishpa levatal to mitzvah. Now, Tosfos, Afanor Tosfos says in the Bemaskal Avi, the Tosfos says, this is pashit. The first, of course, I can hurt myself. I can do something negative to myself. So Tosfos says, so it can't be that's the chiddush. Elamai, what's the chiddush of the brisa? It says Tosfos, the chiddush of the brisa is it's coming lafuke. It's coming to go against the shita of Rabbi Elazar Kefer. And the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Alpha Melebeis that holds that a person is not allowed to be chayful in himself. Says Tosfos that this Gemara is chaylik on that. And this Gemara holds that a person is in full bilis ownership of his body, that he's even allowed to be chayvul in himself. He's allowed to wound himself, cut himself, and damage himself to such an extent that if he would make a shvua that'll be chayvul in himself, then it would be chal. And that's what the Brisa's chiddush is. The Brisa is saying that if a person would take a shvua, lachvo ba'atzmai, to cut himself, wound himself, damage himself with a chavala, that even that's chal. Of course, if he wants to do something negative to himself, of course such a shvua is chal. There's no chiddush in the world. But even if he does something which is mamish damaging, he hurts himself, cuts himself, such a shvua be chal, because as Tosfos, this Gemara holds that there's no issa for a person to be chayvo ve'atzmai. That is the sheet of Tosfos, and he learns some machlekes between here and the Gemara Baba Kama. The sheet of the Rambam in Deis Perkim Aloch Aleph is not like that. The sheet of the Rambam is that we pass Kintaka like Rabbi Elazar Kefer, not like the Brisa, seemingly in our Sugya, L'chayra. In our Brisa seems to say that a person is in control of his body and that he can make a shvua to damage himself. It's not against the Torah. Whereas the Rambam holds not like that Brisa. The Rambam holds that a person is not in control of his body. He's not able to damage himself. And therefore the Rambam says that the shvua won't be chal, because the shvua is against, the shvua is nevatal Otherwise, the Rambam says that even though a person can think, kinna taivit covered, there's such terrible midas, and there might be a person from the oilam, so therefore I'll be mafrish myself the gamre, I'm not gonna eat meat, I'm not gonna eat wine, I'm not gonna sit in a nice house, I'm gonna go the gamre and perish myself the gamre from oilam hazeh. So the Rambam, such a person is called a chayte. He brings the Gemara Nazir, David Tassim and Aleph, that he's called a Nazir, a chayte, Nazir is a chayte, because he was Mitzai himself, and vayit the Rambam paskins, also lachbal be'atzmai, says the Rambam. The Hibaskins at Bain and Chayv Lamazik, Bain and Shavuos Perakei. The Rashbin the Chuvis explains that what's the Pshatak? How come the Rambam Paskins like this? He says, because Shmuel holds like Rebbe Lazar Kefer. And Rebbe Lazar Kefer holds it. You're not in control of your body and it's Aser. And therefore it's Mukach that a person is not allowed to be Chayvel the Atzmai. This Pshak is upheld by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who's really in Chayshim Mishpat, the Paisik Achren, in Hilchas Nizkei Mamin, Siv Dalet, Ein Adam Rishur, ain't l'adam rishus al gufay klal. You don't own your body. Not lakoysay, not labayshay. You're not even allowed to embarrass yourself. It's an issur gomer for a person. You're not in control of your body. It's not yours. And afilu, to be mitzayer himself. And afilu, to be menea foods from himself. Unless, and this is the big unless of the graz, and it's the biggest side. So the graz, unless, he's doing it derech tshuva. He's doing it because he has a cheshbon involved, derech tshuva, or he's doing it because he feels that these indulgences and these luxuries are not good for him. They make him too gaivadik and too taivadik, etc. So then it's mutter, and it would be mutter for him to take a tainus for tshuva purposes, etc., etc. If he's doing it for the right intentions, it's mutter. Now this graz already, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is opening up for us a grace. A parsha over here that even though we paskin like the Rambam, and really in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down the Ikra Alocha, Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin in Tav Chav Sif Lamed Aleph, is that a person is not allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmai. There is a sheet that brought in the Torah of the Ramah that the Ramah seems to paskin that a person is allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmai, and the Lechara paskins like Taisvis that we don't hold like Reb Elazar Kefer. And a person is in control of his body. However, even within the Shita of the Ramah, the Yamshe Shleimer brings down, the Shita brings down, that what's the Raya of the Ramah? How did the Ramah know that we paskin taka, that a person is in control of his body, and is allowed to be chayil ba'atzmai? So he brings the famous Gemara that, Imam Baba Kam also there of Chizda, when he would walk on the road, he would step on the thorns, and instead of ripping his clothing, he would rip his body. His legs would get ripped up. His legs would get cut up from the thorns, and that didn't bother him. So we see a person's in control of his body. Now the Achrayim and Fashim explain that we see even according to Ramah, it's not just a Hefkerfeld, that it's Mutter Gomer, a person's in control of his body, he's allowed to be chayvel himself, but that Ramah holds that you're allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmecha when there's a tzairach. Now it's even, the Ramah is going to agree that even if it's your body and you're allowed to be chayvel in yourself, but it has to be with a cheshbon. There has to be a reason you're doing it. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Rambam hold, there has to be a much better reason, we'll say. It has to be a very good reason, but the Rambam holds doesn't have to be as good a reason, and it's enough that he just wants to not ruin his clothing and he's going to cut up his body, and that would be enough of a reason. But the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, hold, it has to be a better reason. That's what one has to say over here. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that even though it's your body, but even the Shulchan Aruch HaRav will agree that there are certain scenarios where it's enough of my body, even though it's not my body copy, just to stop damage it for no reason or for not a good reason. But if it's a very good reason, then the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would agree that a person has enough control over his body that he would be able to damage himself. L'mashal, everyone would understand that, albeit according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Rambam, that and the Shulchan Aruch itself, that I'm not allowed to chayvel myself, I'm not allowed to cut myself, hurt myself. However, that's pashit, that a person has to have chalila le'aleinu, he has to have a limb amputated or the sort, so who's one going to say, it's not my body, so Mamela, he's not allowed to go to the doctor and let the doctor cut up his leg, and the answer is pashit, that in such a situation, we don't see that action, we don't view that action as a mais chavala, we don't view that action as a damage, we view that action as a tikkun, he's helping him, he's not being chayvel him, nobody looks at a doctor that's cutting off the leg as some bloodthirsty murderer, they look at him, of course, as a person who's helping. So we see even within Chavala, the extreme case at least, you know, there's one case of a Chavala where I'm not in control of my body, I can't just hit myself for no reason, and I can't even refrain from food for no reason, and stop butchering yourself. But on the other hand, there's of course going to be cases where it's not considered that a person is doing a chavalah, and it's considered that he has a ta'elis in this damage, and therefore it's such a thing would be mutter. By that, I would be allowed to make the decision to damage myself. So the question becomes the gray area, the area in between, where it's not a clear chavalah, and it's not a clear ta'elis, it's not a clear tikkun, lamashal. This is where, of course, again, to go into these sugyas and big topics and person asks a shayla, but this, of course, is the shayla, what's the inyan of plastic surgery. And there's always two inyan that we have to figure out here. Number one is that, do I have the rights? Is my body enough to decide what to do with my body? Do I have the rights to decide that I would like a nose job, that I would like a facelift? Is it my body bechlal? That's the first inyan. And in that, we can say that the gras clearly tells it's not your body, it's not your life, it's not your to decide, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and you're just watching the pikadin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. However, if you have a very good reason, so then even the Graz would agree, you know, the Mashal, the Graz's examples were Derech Tshuva, or he felt that these things are bad for him, etc., so then he is in control of bodies. Now one would have to don, what about plastic surgery? If the person feels that they're in such a need of a nose job and facelift, they're not getting a shidduch, and it's a major hefsid, it's such a major loss, so then one would have to weigh those two things and say that maybe it's not considered I'm being chayvel myself, and such a chavala has a tikkun, has a tzayruch, just like one would understand that when one would have an amputated leg chalila, that would not be considered he was chayvel himself. And this, of course, he'd have to weigh. It could be that if the person has a slight, tiny malformity, then such a thing everyone would understand is definitely not a tzayruch, and maybe if it was a major malformity, then everyone could understand maybe that is considered a major tzayruch. And that's what one would have to dive. There's another issue where Moshe addresses in the Tshuva when he discusses these topics. This topic is that in general, that's very nice that you might have a heter and it might be considered a tzarich for you. But what's your heter for your friend to do it? Your friend has an isser of Pen Yosef that he's not allowed to hit a yid. So this already Moshe brings that the Lashon of the Rambam really takes care of this problem, that the only time it's also to hit a yid is when it's derech mitzayin. It's in fighting mode. It's in fighting fashion. However, if it's not in fighting fashion, so for example, over here, everyone will agree that once the other person gives him reshus and he's doing it for tayalis, it's not considered a fighting motion. It's considered a tikkun, a helpful motion. So then that wouldn't be a problem. Now, getting back to our shayla, the emes is, in Bichlal, in our Gemara, one could learn that even if you hold that it's aser to be chayvel ba'atzmecha, it could be it is aser, and this really would answer up a lot of Shulchan Aruch, etc., that even if you hold it is aser to be chayvel in yourself, because you're not in control of your body like we saw in Shulchan Aruch Paskins. However, still, it could be that the Shvua, and again, this answers up the Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeya, that it could be that the Shvua Taka would be Chal. How can the Shvua be Chal? It's not my body. How could I make a Shvua to damage myself? So the Ran explains that even though it's not your body, you're not allowed to do it, but that's only learned out from a drasha. It's not a mefurish explicit pasuk in the Torah. It's only a drash. And a shvua, a chiddush of the Ran, in Hilchos Shvuos, is that a shvua can be chal on something that's not explicit in the Torah that's aser. A shvua is not chal only when it's explicit in the Torah that it's aser. But if it's not explicit in the Torah, like over here, it's not mefurish in the Torah that you can't be chayvel, but hagam, you can't be chayvel, but such a shvua would be able to be chal. Now with this akdama, we can start to dan our shayla. Now this person had the opportunity of allowing the doctors, the scientists to beat him up in order to do their tests. So let's first putting this all together. The first nidin that we have to dan is that now we see the machlekes tanoim, whether or not it's mutter for a person to damage himself and hurt himself. And we saw that l'chayra the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that he's not allowed. He's not considered his body. He's not allowed to hurt himself. He's not allowed to chayvel himself. And the stechemet in Mareches Elif Klolim in Simin Mem, he brings to the Marbach that the Marbach brought down that a person can give reshus to somebody to punch him and he would be potter. He wouldn't have to pay. And he explains that Alpi the Rambam, he wouldn't have to pay. And the Stei Chemed is metam on this. He says that L'chayra to do a Maisa Chavol is an Issa D'Raisa. So how in the world can I be matter my friend to do an Issa D'Raisa? How can I allow my friend to go and punch me in the face? Just like I can't be Moichel on Ribbis. I can't be Moichel that my friend should punch me in the face. Doesn't make any sense. The Stei Chemed goes on and he says that even if you want to say that I could be Moichel, klapei the payment, and that my friend won't have to pay me if he punches me in the face, if I gave him a shus to punch me in the face. He won't have to pay me the chavala and the mazik. However, he certainly would be over on the yisr of Pen Yosef. Right? To even if you allow your friend to do it, but you can't matter for him the lav. The Ramban in Tyrus Adam, in discussing the purpose of why the Torah in Baba Kama, why the Gemara has to bring down, there's a pasuk in Rapa Yirapa that there's a reshus for a roife to give refu. It's a famous kasha. Why do we need reshus for the Torah to give it? There's different roots. Maybe the teretz is because if Hashem put you in this matziv, then you're going against Tashkacha. But the Ramban gives a teretz over there that every time there's refuah, there's doctor, there's some kind of refuah taking place, there's always a danger. Maybe he's going to mess up, maybe he's going to cut up the wrong thing, maybe he's going to give the wrong medicine. So then, there certainly is a need, for the Torah to be megala to us, that again, that it's usher for a person to be klavel himself, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, but still, when the purpose of that chavala is a refuah to a purpose, so then it overrides, and it's considered a tayalus, and it's not considered a chavala, and it's mutter. The Torah, in this case, matter refuah al yaday even a chavala. Now, the question is, in general, this isser of being chayvel in yourself and damaging yourself and putting yourself into a sakana for that matter, which is a different pasuk, nishmartim me'oid l'nafshei seichem, the pasuk says. Usually the Torah doesn't use superlatives. There's only three places in the Torah where it says the word me'oid, and this is one of them, that you have to be very careful with the neshama. So the question becomes, for parnasa purposes, am I allowed to put myself into risk, put myself in danger, damage myself, for panatsa purposes? I mean, till now we see for refuah purposes I am, and l'chayra, to stand, let my friend do it, so then I'm not allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmi, just let my friend punch me for no reason, I'm not allowed, and he would be over and nisid derai, so also l'chayra. So the question is, was asked to the Imrei Eish, the shayla over there was to do a scientific experiment similar to ours, where they would have to take certain medicines, and certain medicines, and they want to see the effects it have on people. And Imrei Eish, who's dining really a different shayla, that are people allowed to become mercenaries and sell themselves over to the army to, you know, get a parnasa? Is that considered that he's putting himself into a matzav of sakana? It's considered a ma'abed atzmal dasi, suicide, committing suicide. Is a person allowed to do it? Is it enough his body for parnasa purposes? Are there any aterim? So the Imrei Eish, he brings down raya's that it's not a problem. He brings down, first of all, that going to war, we see that David HaMelech made a milchemes reshus. So if David HaMelech made a Milchemes Rishos, we see going to war, and same by Beis Chashmonai, we see that they made Milchemes Rishos. So we see that it's not considered the Aveira of suicide. And that's first of all. Second of all, we find Reish Lakish, the Gemara Mem Zayin Amad Aleph brings down that Reish Lakish sold himself to the cannibals. And Taisa says over there, Hagam, that Reish Lakish did this before he was Chayzer B'tshuva, but still, it just, the Taisa doesn't say it was us or what he did. It just says it was pasnished. It wasn't matim for him to do such a thing. Now, Kapanim, the Noid of Yehuda, the most famous tshuva on the topic in Yerdei Simin Yud, discusses is a Yid allowed to go hunting. So the Noid of Yehuda said that it's time to go hunting for no reason, you know, for fun. He says, Avad it's also from Nishmartim Oid Nafshe Seichem, because Harei Esav, who was the biggest bucky in a hunting, said that it's dangerous in Yanoichi Hoylech Lamas. It's a Sakana Gedoyla, that every day he goes out and it's dangerous to hunt, and therefore you have no right to put yourself into a massive Sakana for no reason. However, if you're doing it for parnasa purposes, so the Noid of Yehuda brings the famous Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, that a person has to pay his workers on time. So I mean, this person climbs up, Eilav Noisei Nafshai, he climbs up the tree. Why did he go up the tree? Why did he go on the outside of the 80th floor on to wash the windows? He's obviously doing it to get his schar, but you see Al Kapanim that he's allowed to do it, the Gemara says. And the Noid of Yehuda brings the raya that for parnasa purposes, even though there's a iser of a nishmartim oid l'nafshei seichem, but one has to say that iser is said for, if you're for no reason at all doing it, then there's no tayalus, that's considered a ma'isa sakana. Mashenkin, if a person is doing something which he's doing for parnasa, so then already the tayalus is greater than the risk, and it's not considered he's doing a risk for no reason at all. Once the tayalus will be greater than the risk, it'll be mutter. This tshuva of the Noid of Yehuda, so one can now use klapei ar nidonim, our discussion. First of all, let's say they want to give him special medicine and to see the effects on the person, scientific experiment, would he be able to use, would he be able to do such a thing? So we see already from this that there's a heter parnasa to put yourself into a matzav of risk. There is a heter. Even though it's not my body, it's not my guf, but akapanim, like we explained previously from the Graz, that when there's a big tayelis outweighs the chavala purposes, meaning Akash Baruch Hu did give me my body to a certain extent. I'm allowed to decide if I want to run, I'm allowed to, and once I'm doing something with my body, which is for panasa purposes, the tsairich for panasa can maybe outweigh the damage that I do to my body, just like it outweighs the din of nishmartim ma'od l'nafshe seichem, that even though there's halacha that you have to be very careful with your body, but for the purpose of parnasa outweighs that, because that tzairich is so great that outweighs, like alderich, where we spoke out before, that the tzairich of plastic surgery might be in certain cases so great that it outweighs the damaging, meaning damaging is only iser to myself when I'm doing it for no reason, but this reason is so great that it outweighs. So what din over here? And that's really Ramosha is dining in a different tshuva in Chelek Aleph Kuf Dalet about a person who's playing some kind of a dangerous sport, a dangerous game, but if he's doing it for parnasa reasons, Ramosha brings this Gemara and he brings the night of you, then he says it's permitted. And not only that, says Ramosha, that it's also permitted for you to damage the other guy. Because he says, I comment that it's mutta for you to damage yourself. Right? You also have an issur loisir tzach if you kill yourself. So therefore, if I have a heter to do it to myself and the other person gives me a shus, I have a heter to do it to him. The Shaila is how far can we take this? In our case over here, where they want to use this person as a human punching bag, so then, again, they're doing it for tayelis, so then one could say that it's a tayelis and it's parnasa and perhaps it's mutter and he would be allowed to do it. However, there's a svaritas, and the emphasis is I saw it by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Eidim of Rav Yashiv Shlita, that he dons a similar case where a person, for the purpose of parnasa, wanted to become mamish, a human punching bag. You know, that gives, you know, he would stand in the middle street and anybody who wants to punch him has to pay $10 and you get to punch a guy in the face. And he wants to say, I'll be all these cheshbainis that perhaps that's mutter. Because it's a tzarich parnasa and a person for parnasa purposes is allowed to be masakin himself and he has rishus on his body and the other person also has rishus because it's a tzarich for me. I have a very hard time understanding this. I think that would be considered, even if you want to say that it's a tzarich parnasas mutter, etc., but you still don't get out of the problem. You don't get out of the problem that there's an iser to hit another yid. There's an iser of pen yosef, and if those people were to be yidin akupanim that are hitting him, then l'chayra, then there's an iser, and that would be l'chayra derech nitzayin. That's considered that he's doing this punching in a warlike fashion, in a damaging fashion. Now, again, that I have a tayelis in it, but even if you say the tayelis is greater, but how does that matter up his iser to hit me? That would really go back to what we spoke out previously from the Stechemid that he brings from the Rivash, that even if I'm moichel and I let you punch me and you don't have to pay, but certainly it's still over. Even if you say over here there's a tayelis, but it's not like the case of a doctor who cuts you and it's not considered derech nitzayin or a plastic surgeon. In my case that we discussed, I'm still mesupik. In the case of where it's not that he's being used as a human punching bag, but the scientists are doing it for, even though they're punching him, but they're doing it for a test purposes. So perhaps when I punch for test purposes, maybe it's not called a punch, it's not derech nitzayin, which is a big chiddush. But kapanim, in the case of it's a Zilberstein talks about, where they're punching him to get out their frustrations, and it's just fun to punch somebody, and he's allowing it. So then I would say that even if you want to say he might have had a heter, he himself might have a heter mitzad the tayelis for parnasa, etc. But it just sounds to me that he would l'chayra be over on lifnei, because to allow them to punch, l'chayra they don't have a heter on derech mitzayin, and l'chayra it would be aser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.